I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between.
We are back for another episode of Reality Mums. Welcome, Rochelle. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
I'm good. It's autumn. We've survived the summer. We've got some hot days still coming up.
Yeah.
The first term of school is almost done.
I know.
Can you believe we're almost through term one? Oh my God, does it go this fast, or is it just because this is the first time I've done it?
It does go fast. This term is a shorter term. So I think it's like 9 weeks or something. And especially because you've got the Wednesdays off, the prep one does start to go, it goes fast. I find towards the end of the year, like last year, the last term was 12 and a half weeks long. That dragged. Because the reports are written week three of term four. So the kids are just doing revision. They're getting ready for the next year. The last few weeks of school are like nothing. That bit sort of drags for me. But this term has gone fast.
Yeah.
Really fast. So
fun times.
Yes. Now we've got only a little bit of breaking news this week. Jackson Brittany, the saga continues. So there's talk as to whether they're doing this separation for publicity because the Valley's coming. I feel like everybody's chasing that Scandoval moment. Not going to happen. And I wouldn't put it past Jax. But then Lala's was on Watch What Happens Live. I've seen clips. I haven't watched the episode because it's not available yet, but I've seen clips where she's saying she's very close with Brittany and she knew that this was coming and she's been telling her to get out. I don't know. What do
it
you
just
think?
Reeks though, doesn't it? It just reeks of staged PR stunt, anything to get people to watch the new show to boost the ratings. Because it's a really untested genre that they're doing. Like it's reality, but it's kids involved. Like that sounds a bit stupid to say that. Like we've got Real Housewives, of course, there's families, but they're focusing on family units as part of the show rather than like the men or the women individually. So knowing whether or not this show is going to work or not, like they're obviously pushing to get some sort of scandal happening, some sort of hook to get us to watch. I mean, we'll watch it because we want to know, but it does reek of staged for me.
Yeah, and the interviews they're doing with Brittany, like the TMZ interviews that we've seen, and it's giving like Rachel outside the nail salon. Remember they were catching her outside the nail salon and Ariana moving in or taking stuff in and out of the house. She doesn't look very upset. Now, whether she has instigated this separation or not, I just feel like she's smiling, she's very upbeat. I can't say, you can't tell someone how to feel in these circumstances because maybe she's wanted it for a while, but it just seems very staged to me. The other breaking news, which I also forgot, is Lala's pregnant with baby two.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Oh, but it was so confusing the way that she announced it because it was paired with a brand partnership.
Yes.
And it was some sort of thing you drink. I think anyway,
it was like vitamin,
a vitamin or a supplement,
postnatal or whatever it is, perinatal, a vitamin.
It's like, is she not? And it's like, well, if she's not, that's in really poor taste. And if she did, like, that's a bit tacky because there's a brand partnership with it. It's like the people who announce their pregnancies and then tag the Clear Blue brand for the pregnancy test, like they've been paid to do it. I don't think she needed to do that. She could have just put the first photo up, which was her and Ocean kissing her stomach. That was lovely. And it would have been very obvious, very clear.
Maybe done a secondary post for the brand, for the vitamin. Yeah, I can understand some people put things up and they tag, like I believe she was using like a fertility clinic or something. Sometimes they tag. There's a post earlier where she's talking about that you don't need a partner and that she's looking into not surrogacy, using a donor.
Yeah.
If she'd have tagged them, I wouldn't have thought of it. Like, okay, good, that's where you've gone. But the vitamin brand, it was a bit weird.
Yeah. I wonder how much they paid. I always wonder that when I see posts like that. It's like, it's a fair bit of money happening there.
She's really, they've cashed in on.
So we might as well get straight into Vanderpump because it's all related. So this week's episode, we're still at Lake Tahoe. We've got Sandoval, who has organized a guided meditation, and I swear he slipped that woman a $50 note beforehand to say, this is how I want it to go. These are the questions I want to ask. I want people crying, thinking they're never going to see me again. It was like, it just felt so specific, the things that she was saying. I'm really struggling with Brock. Being an Aussie, he's just a bit of a dick to me. A bit of a bogan. I just feel like all the bros, like, hey bro, oh bro, this bro, that bro. Oh, I'm like, mate, like I'm Aussie. I've had enough of this. It's really annoying me on the show.
Hasn't bothered me at all.
Okay, that might just be a me thing.
Yeah.
The oxygen little ventilator thing that Sandoval is
Yeah.
sucking
What
on
is
the
that?
boat. What is that? And the way he's like, it was quite aggressive in the way that he
Yeah.
was inhaling it with his French blue and white French manicure on all the fingers, which is distracting me. And yeah, and then we've got the Ariana stuff. So Ariana's really hell-bent on this whole you can't be friends with Sandoval and me at the same time. I really struggle with that. I've been through a divorce before, and it's so unfair to put that on any of your friends. This is not their relationship breakdown, it is yours. People will naturally gravitate to a person based on their previous friendship, their what they've got in common, but you can't dictate that. And I think that's why the audience is sort of getting a bit sick of Ariana. Because she's putting these ultimatums on them, and I don't think it's fair.
No, and last night she said, I've not put an ultimatum on anyone. I don't care what anyone does. Well, you did, because you said, if
Yeah.
you're friends with them, you're not friends with me. And I've seen a lot of backlash towards her saying, and Lala, and they're saying Lala got annoyed when people were playing, I think Sandoval or Schwartz were playing pickleball with Randall. And she was like, she got annoyed. Randall was an external person from the group. No one knew him until she brought him into the group. So they were her group of friends. She brought him into the group. I know that she was with him for a while. There might have been some friendships formed, but Ariana and Tom were both part of the same friendship group. So it's kind of like my husband and I were both part of the same friendship group. And if something happened between us, you can't put that stipulation on people.
No.
You can't.
No.
You don't have to see that person, and it's her choice as to whether, like, she chose not to go to Tahoe, but she can't get annoyed for others for going to Tahoe. And you can't really stay mad. I know he's not doing the best job at apologizing, but it's over. How long are people going to stay really like that angry at him? What is she expecting? And she's cashing in on it. Like, she's moved on with another guy. So it's not like she's sort of wallowing around and really depressed or anything. She's moved on. She's opening the sandwich shop. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She's got all these ads. She's making a cocktail book that's making sort of, it's a play on what's happened. She's using some of the terms that have been used you during Scandoval. And then she's saying, but you're not allowed. And I'm like, I'm finding her a little bit of a contradiction, and then Katie's sort of really staunchly backing her up and encouraging it. And I think a real friend, I'd be saying, well, they're allowed to be friends with him. And you've got to be, you don't want her to come off bad either. So I'd be trying to sort of talk to her, but Katie's like, no, they're going to be in her bad books and this and that. And I'm like,
It's like
doesn't sit.
what could she possibly be doing this season? Like her and Katie picking sandwiches for a sandwich shop that still isn't open. If they're not going to integrate with the rest of the group, they're kind of going to isolate themselves out of the cast.
Yes.
Will we miss them? Probably not. Not the way they're carrying on.
No, Sheena making it all about her is a very Sheena thing. Like, I get that she's upset, and when she was sitting back to back with Sandoval, and they were having to do the look into each other's eyes and imagine you seeing each other for the last time, I get that that's probably emotional. I think she's taking it a little bit too far.
Yeah.
But and with the Brock thing, I know he's annoying you, but I'm actually liking him more this season. We're seeing a little bit more of him not trying to be in the group. He's comfortable in the group, and he's like saying what he thinks. He's
Yeah.
saying, you know,
He
he's
definitely
upset.
seems to be more comfortable with everybody, but I feel like he's so comfortable that it's like that discussion we had last week where a lot of the stuff that we're getting is for the sake of content, for the sake of screen time. And I feel like Brock is trying to be front and center of every conversation. And then he's just right in there all the time. I'm like, mate, back off. Like, even the way Schwartz left the conversation with Sandoval and Brock to be like, you guys sort this out, sort of thing. Like, I prefer that casual reality TV rather than the very obvious conversations people are having for a camera. I don't want to feel like the camera's there. The only time I want to see a camera or know that the camera's there is that breaking of the fourth wall. And I kind of loved that on that little boat that they were on, that it was so small that most camera angles picked up a camera somewhere in the shot. And I kind of like that. I like that realism, but not when it's fake.
No.
Yeah.
And Sheena crying all day. Like, there's something going on. She
Yeah.
is not in a good space. It can't be just because of what's going on. I don't know if she's got, like, she's talking about her mental health following her baby. Is there some postnatal issues going on?
Yeah.
Because she's very, very invested. But I want the yoga lady to be nominated for an Oscar for pretending like she didn't know when Sandoval's sitting there saying, I don't know if you know, I cheated with my friend. It's like, we all know, everybody knows. This lady's like, oh, really? I had
She
no
was just a
idea.
paid actor, as far as I'm
Yeah.
concerned.
They didn't do any yoga. There was
No,
no yoga.
there was none. Just before we move on to any of the other shows, remember I mentioned Peter? I said, where's Peter? It's come out this week that they did ask him to return for free. And he said, thank you, but no, thank you. So he's still working at Pump, but there's no, is it Pump that's open or? Which is the one that
Sir.
closed?
Sir, he's working at
Sir.
Sir.
Yeah, sorry, sir. He's working at Sir. So he's still working. He's still got his job. He's just not on the show because they wouldn't pay him to be on it. So poor
That's
Peter.
pretty bad that they
Yeah. He
offered
was a
his
love interest.
friend.
He was Raquel's love interest last year. Remember that? When he went on a date with her? And now they want him for free? Obviously, they've had to up the budget to pay for the others because they've said, hey, if you want me back, you're gonna have to pay for it.
Yeah, I know. But, like, yeah, that's pretty cheeky to give him nothing. Like, not even like a little friend of role where he gets paid for
No.
something. I don't, I feel like they're padding it out. So when they were doing the meditation thing, the flashbacks were boring to me. We've
Yeah.
seen it, we've lived it, we've overseen it. It was oversaturated last year with it. So that was kind of boring to
Yeah,
me.
I didn't need that.
And
It was boring.
no. Well, I fast forwarded the second
Yeah.
one. I was like, oh, through this again. I don't want to do that. Ariana not being able to say Tom's name is also annoying me. If you notice, she's like, oh, was you know who there? It's like, it's not Voldemort, babe. You're not Harry Potter. Come. Like, we can say his name. We're adults. He's not gonna collect the Horcruxes or whatever going on. We don't need to do that. You can say his name. We're adults. And she bought the house with him. And she's acting like, oh, I can't even say his name. It'll bring such fear to my, I don't know. I find Sheena's taking it too far with what she's doing, but then Ariana is taking it a little bit too far.
Yep.
Katie not dating someone because they didn't know what penne pasta was. I agree. Massive red flag. If you don't know your pastas, get out of my way. So,
Fair. That's fair. She's had one man baby. She doesn't need another one.
no. And that's a common pasta too. That's not one of the
Oh, yeah,
more.
penne. We're not talking like a rigatoni or a tortellini.
Well, even tortellini, I don't know. I feel like there's some unknown ones maybe, but that's a very common pasta. Know your pastas, men, like, at least know. And Hippie had his hard launch. This
Yeah, I don't
can't.
know about Hippie is his name. It's weird. I get that it's George Michael, who is James's godfather. That was his dog. So that's the association. That's why Graham Cracker now has the new name Hippie, but this is a weird name for a dog.
Yeah, I don't love the name. I do like Graham Cracker better.
It's cute. Have you ever had a Graham cracker?
What is a Graham Cracker?
Do you
I'm
not know? Is
imagining
it? Didn't you know that's what it
something.
was? It's a
No,
biscuit.
I know what it is, but I
Oh.
don't. Do we have them here?
We don't have them here, no, but they're kind of like they're good for like a slice base.
So it's like a Marie biscuit.
A bit like a Mari, yeah, I think. I don't know.
Or is it like a digestive? That's what I'm imagining. You know those choc digestive biscuits that are
Yeah,
like a
but without
wheat.
the chocolate.
Ooh, boring.
We need to
But good
try.
name.
We'll figure it out. We need to go to like an American store. Anyway, we've gone
Yeah,
off
how do I
track.
get a Graham? I know what they are. I'm all down for trying one. Let's get some and try them.
Yeah, okay.
So they're my main notes. What else have I got here? I kind of agree with what Lala was saying in the bed at the end, where she was saying Ariana's fine and she's cashing in on it. Let your friends be friends with whoever they want. Like, I feel like she needs to just sort of relax a bit. And I know it is still very soon. The filming is soon after the affair, but she has moved on. So,
She has, and is not including it in the show, interestingly. There's no
No,
boyfriend.
well, apparently he is in at some point. She mentioned it
Oh,
on Watch
okay.
What Happened,
All
but
right.
not much. We've had another episode of Summer House, and I love it.
Yeah,
I
so do I.
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I like it now.
So good. The first part where Paige is talking about raising a man baby is a full-time job. I get it. I have one.
Same.
And yeah. It's a full-time job. Like, they need to know where things are. They forget things. My man baby, just off topic, but had a blood test the other week. Now, I get routine blood tests once a year. He wouldn't know when they are. We all knew when his was because there was a rigmarole about fasting. He had to ask me about where the Medicare card was. Then he drank coffee, so I had to reschedule it. It's a full-time job. I get it, Paige. Man babies are hard work, but we love them, but they're hard work.
We
So,
do, we do.
what I don't love is Lindsay. That woman is a piece of work. What she did this episode to Carl was horrible. She knows that he's living his best sober life, and
Yep.
then she called him Cocaine Carl. She's accused him of being on something. Even if you thought that, being intoxicated and bringing it up in front of a group of people, speaking about it to other people and not him is not the way to go about it. I would
No.
say to him, I want to talk about you about this tomorrow when I'm sober. I want to talk about this in private. It's a conversation to have in private. The way she went about it was disgusting. She's come out and apologized for it this week. I still don't think it's enough.
Is
And
she
Paige,
really?
yes, so she's come out and said she shouldn't have done what she did and all that sort of stuff. But when I first heard about Carl and Lindsay breaking up, I felt sorry for her. And now I understand. You can't
Yeah.
live like that.
He copped so much criticism for, and we talked about this, he got the film crew back to film the breakup.
Yeah.
And at the time, it's like, how could you do that to your fiance? How could you publicly record that event? And there was talk about him having a partnership deal with the hotel that he did it at. Anyway,
Yeah.
but having seen just one episode of them being in the show already and what she's doing to him in just one episode, if she follows through with that behavior the entire season, I'd get a camera crew too. I'd have someone sitting there to witness it and sign off as this is all true and correct events. Like he needs that support because she's so manipulative and so destructive. Like she it's like she's trying to cause the breakdown of their relationship by just nitpicking at him and pushing him.
Yes.
I felt
And
for him
even,
so badly. She was shocking.
yeah, she's horrible. And even the first episode where he said, We've sort of had a fast forward moment where it shows a little bit of their breakup, and he says, "I know that Lindsay will say that she's completely blindsided." Then it cuts to her saying, "I was completely blindsided."
Yeah.
He knows her very well. She's drama. The second she got into that house, and then she started saying, "Well, I've been here before, West. I've been here many summers."
Yeah,
Like,
West is
relax.
the
You're not the
best.
queen.
He's the best inclusion to this show in a lot of years. And so for her to say something so mean to him, so he was just saying, "Do you want to check out the temperature in the rooms and let me know?" And her response was, "I know what the rooms are like. I've been here for many, many years." You could just see the look on Carl's face. He looked at West like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she just said that to you." The audience would have
True.
collectively just went, "Oh," because he's a really friendly, nice guy. And he was saying something really nice to her and being
Well, he
considerate.
was swapping rooms. He was
That's
swapping
right.
rooms. And, but he is so funny. How he was so worried when Jesse Solomon come in, and then he was like, this episode, he's like, all he's got going for him is that he's tall, but he's
Yeah.
got, they did the tell us something about you that we don't know. And Jesse Solomon has revealed that he's a two times cancer survivor. And then West is like, oh my God, imagine I went second and just said, I've been to all 50 states. Like, he's funny. He
His
has
jokes are
some
so
style.
good.
Yeah, he's a really good addition. And I don't mind the Jesse Solomon guy. He's not bad. But
Yeah.
Lindsay, oh my goodness, she is. It's time for her to go. And I'm also getting a little vibe that maybe Amanda, it's time to maybe stop. In Winterhouse, the last season, she was barely there. She was flying in
Yeah.
and out because of the dogs or whatever was happening. And then this season, she really doesn't seem like she wants to be there. She seems like she
No.
hates Kyle. She's very depressed. She's so into the dogs, which, like, I mean, that's cute, but like, it seems like she's done.
Yeah,
Maybe she
I
needs a
agree.
season off or something.
It's a bit toxic, isn't it?
Something's happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're loving it now.
I am
You're
loving it
in.
now. I'm not worried about the volume of the speakers anymore. I could tell you all of West's jokes. Like, they've stuck with me.
He's
I've
funny.
laughed. The people around him have genuinely laughed. It's good. Now, next up is Below Deck. Two or three, no, three or four episodes in now. I'm still not really vibing it. This particular lot of guests are incredibly rude. They're drunk, they're messy, they're not fun. So I'm struggling to enjoy the guest side of things. One of the guests was really mean to the bosun, and now he wants to cry. I'm predicting Ben will be made bosun, that the current bosun's going to be told you need to go get your shit together because he's mentally not handling it well. He hasn't been able to communicate with his daughter because he has no reception. The trailer for next week, they're showing him speaking aggressively to the Irish guy or Scottish. Oh God, I've just offended
Scottish,
like one
yeah.
nation. Yeah, it looks like that's going to get messy. So my prediction is that Ben will be put up to bosun, they'll get someone else in. Kat's still incompetent with her job. I really don't have a lot of thoughts on Below Deck. Yeah, I'm still in that weird place with it. Are you the same?
A little bit the same. I like that Captain Carey's trying to really help Jared, who's the bosun, and he's saying, I've been there. And I think he's trying to maybe push him like, I've been there and I quit. I left my job because my family was my pro. So I think he's trying to nicely let him make the
Yeah.
decision himself. Maybe it's time to leave. I do like that. Jared seems like a nice enough guy, and I saw him on Watch What Happens, but he's not in the mental at the right mental state to be on a boat. He's a bit out of his depth being the bosun as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's just having a rough time. And then that lady's comment saying, lucky you're good looking, you've got nothing else going on for you, or whatever she said, Eileen, her name is, she was very, very drunk. And she said that, and it really cut him in some way and he really didn't take it well. Whereas normally, if you were in the right mental state, you'd sort of go, oh, she's drunk. Maybe I'm offended, but you just suck it up. She's a guest. She's drunk. But these guests are horrible.
Yeah.
The primary doesn't smile. She only wants her glass served out of drinks served out of plastic, which seems so tacky. I don't know what's going on. They just seem like a real, and it's like a business partnership. It's a very weird dynamic of the group
Yeah.
that's
And I like
so.
them. And I think they're well cast. Not with this group. Not with this
No.
group of below deck cast. I think when you pair the two together, like there's no chemistry. You've got to have chemistry on either side.
Yeah.
And it's just not gelling at all at the moment.
None of it is, though. Like, even the crew, I was interested in Barbie, but Barbie talking about how she wants to become Jewish and all this stuff, I don't really care about that. There was a
No.
whole sort of section about how she decided she wanted to become Jewish. I don't know. And Kat, I've heard her story. She either needs to get moving on, like get into it and sort of move on and get going, or go.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, it's not really all fitting. Ben is hooking up with that other girl who I don't even know her name still.
I still can't remember anything.
Yeah. And then there's the other Stu who's now the second Stu that Fraser made a second Stu, who I'm also not really aware of who she is. I don't know. Not loving her. Not
No.
an amazing scene. But anyway, still watching. We've had the second Miami reunion dropped the day after last week, and it all blew up between Larsa and Gertie about the cancer stuff.
Yeah.
So basically, not a lot happened in that episode other than that sort of all came to light. Is that what you took from it?
Yeah, it was just for me. I mean, it was a bonus. I didn't realize we were going to get two episodes in 24 hours. So we shot this on the
Yeah.
Friday and then we got it dropped that evening. So
Yes.
it was really just that continuation of the fight with Alexia and Larsa that was happening off camera that Andy had
Yes.
been talking about. And then coming back on stage, yeah, it was all Larsa versus Gertie. And a bit of Dr. Nicole. I think this was the episode in part two is where she did the
With
whole,
her dad.
yeah, so we had her dad passing away. So that was sad.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to part three. I've loved Miami. I've loved Miami this season and I've loved the
Same.
reunion. So I think we get part three tonight. So we're filming this right now on a Thursday. So we are yet to have Beverly Hills drop and we've yet to have Miami drop. So we will cover those next week when we film next week's episode. Yeah.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see because we've got Potomac wrapping up, Beverly Hills and Miami are finish, we're just getting the reunion. So we'll see what happens. Stay tuned
Yeah.
with what we're getting
And
next.
Erica Jane's program, her spin-off that she's got, Bet It on Blonde, I think it's called. It was due for a release this week. Where it releases is yet to be confirmed. But hopefully that drops somewhere and we're able to watch that and we can report back next week and see what we think and whether it's an extension of her very successful season on Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fantastic.
Smash
Good chat. All right. Well, we better get to it. You have a
Yes.
good weekend, and I'll
You
talk to you
too.
next week, and we'll talk to everybody else next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.